Hi guys, I'm Matt Harris and welcome to another episode of 5 Minute Fridays. Bite-sized, manageable chunks, previous episodes of the HMO Experience Property Podcast that you can digest on the go. Now, in this week's episode of 5 Minute Fridays, we are going to be talking about the three best ways of finding HMO properties. Now, if you head back to episode 6, you can obviously have a deep dive into some of the strategies that we discussed to find HMO properties. But to give you some of the key points, there are loads of online portals where you can find suitable HMOs or properties to convert into HMOs, which cover the whole of the country, although some of them are London specific. So just be aware of that. You can set the search criteria on those portals to make sure that you only receive notifications for properties that are within your search location and also that meet the criteria that you're searching for. So whether that's number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms, whether it needs outdoor space, you know, how long it's been on the market for, that type of thing. So, you know, there are plenty of options out there for you to start looking and finding properties suitable for HMO property investing, whether it's for buying and converting or for rent to rent. Now, one of the key tips that I think was given in episode 6 was that you can outsource the online search process to a virtual assistant. That's something that we did within our business at MyRentCo, where we were looking for properties that were suitable for rent to rent. And it is such a useful task to outsource because it means that the VA can digest and review hundreds upon hundreds of property listings without you needing to spend any time doing it, provided that you give them the right parameters. Now, and a few other useful tips that were set out in that episode were that agents generally tend to answer phones better in the morning rather than the afternoon. So if you are trying to arrange viewings, once you've found suitable properties, that's the best time to contact them. And you can also write to landlords direct using the HMO license register from your local council. If you're looking for properties for rent to rent or to buy, because often you'll find landlords on there who would be open to considering offers for their HMO properties. Now, a couple of other useful tips that were given were that heading over to networking events. Obviously, we're just coming out of lockdown, so it is going to be easier to start networking face-to-face rather than virtually over Zoom or over Skype. But yeah, it's they're really useful resources for you to start you know, making contact with landlords direct to find out what opportunities there are for finding HMO properties, either for rent to rent or for buying and investing. And also, you need to build credible and trusting relationships with agents so that you have longevity and they actually come to you when suitable deals fall in their lap. So those are some of the key takeaways that we discussed in episode 6, all around the three ways to the three best ways to finding HMO properties. So make sure you head back to that episode and check out all the granular details that were discussed between Jamie, Steve, and I. If you get this right, if you get the process of finding HMO properties right, it's more likely that you will beat your competition and secure properties quickly. If you get it wrong, then you may be losing out on profitable opportunities. So make sure you do follow some of the tips that we've been given in this episode of 5 Minute Fridays, but also check out episode 6 of the HMO Experience Property Podcast for a deeper dive into the three best ways of finding HMO properties. Before you head off, I want to remind you that if you're on Clubhouse, Jamie, Steve, and I run two club rooms right now. One is on Monday at 1 p.m. where we discuss anything and everything around HMO property investing, buying, refurbishing, refinancing, sourcing, that kind of stuff. The second is on Tuesday at 1 p.m. where it is rent-to-rent specific. So if you're looking for HMO properties from a rent-to-rent perspective and you've got some questions to ask around that, make sure you join us on Clubhouse at 1 p.m. on Tuesday in the HMO Experience Property Club Room. Also, head over to the hmoexperience.co.uk website where you can download a bunch of free resources, including the best way to find HMO properties for your property investing journey. So we don't just say it, we're going to give you some resources to back that up. And lastly, whatever podcast platform you're listening to, please make sure you hit that subscribe button so that you get regular weekly notifications, not just when new episodes of 5 Minute Fridays drop on Fridays, but also when new episodes of the HMO Experience Property Podcast drop on Mondays, and in addition, the HMO Diaries on Wednesdays, which Steve and I record on Facebook Live. So make sure you join us about that. Otherwise, I'll see you next week for another episode of 5 Minute Fridays. Thanks for tuning in, guys. See you later.